Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Spinistry Chat. I am your host, Kevin Lee, and today we're going to talk all things spinistry, club spinistry, what the summer holds. We've been wanting to check in every week, and things are kind of up in the air. It's a little premature to go into details on all of that. It's just, it's adulting stuff, nothing bad. Just even when you think you're completely flexible and run your own gig, there's things that come into the mix that that put things on hold. So hopefully we'll be able to share more of those details down the road. Was hoping to talk about it today and explain what's going on with our summer adventures and things like that, but the pieces have not quite come together on that. We'll save that for a future episode. But let's go ahead and talk about what is appropriate for us to talk about at this time. I have a number of items on the list here. We'll try to shoot through them as quickly as we can. First off, good news for our club spinistry members. We're starting to get some discounts back in the mix for club members. It's been a crazy couple of years in the retail world. A mixture of everybody was selling stuff so quickly they didn't need to have specials or give out coupons or things like that. Or they were just out of stock, so it didn't make sense for them to have coupon codes. To the other end of the spectrum where the bottom fell out and nothing is selling and companies are laying people off and stuff like that. And so like marketing managers were disappearing, things along those lines. And now we're starting to, it looks like maybe kind of get to normal-ish, normal mode, something along those lines. Let me get one more sip of coffee in me. A couple of coupons that will be available on the Club Spinistry page going forward. Just go to clubspinistry.com if you're a member, and it will automatically recognize you're a member as long as you're signed into your bike signup account, and you'll be able to see the details. Redshift Sports, the Redshift Stock Stem people, as well as other things. We'll touch on some of that shortly as well. We once again have a coupon for Club Spinistry members through them. And King Technical Apparel that do socks and a few other odds and ends, but they're mostly known for their socks. And if you've enjoyed your Spinistry socks over the years, they are provided by King Technical Apparel. Heads up to all, we're most likely going to have a new order of wool socks, Spinistry socks, coming in the coming weeks. So if you're looking for some new wool socks, keep an eye out for those. Here's one other, just not a regular coupon we have, but at the moment for Club Spinistry members, we have two of these left at the moment. Realistically, if you're hearing it on the podcast, it's probably too late, but it's worth trying just in case. Maybe one's still hanging out there. Through Big Agnes, we have two 35% off coupons for Club Spinistry members. They gave us three. One's gone out. We put the social media post out there that they were available. Not all of them have been claimed yet. If you're interested in a Big Agnes 35% discount and one of those spots are still left, just send an inquiry to spinistry@gmail.com. And if one of those is available and you're a Club Spinistry member, we'll let you know. They do have to be used up by July 3rd. So if you're hearing this after July 3rd, don't bother. We're pretty excited to have discounts and coupons back in the mix. We expect some more to be coming, but it's one of those things. We don't control those situations, but fingers crossed, Club Spinistry membership will have additional value going forward. Not that you need any more value. It's the best deal in cycling. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So another discussion point, current products that we are testing out and checking out that we want to make folks aware of. So if you're curious about these yourselves, watch our social media stuff. We'll be giving out updates on these. First off are the Catalyst pedals from Pedaling Innovations. If anyone's listening to mine and Chef Brad's Shiftless podcast. You heard us interview James from Pedaling Innovations. Now, I did pay full price for these. These were not gift pedals, but I am trying out the Catalyst pedals. It's a flat pedal. It's a platform pedal. But James recommends a different position of the foot on them. It's called midfoot positioning. I currently have those pedals on my Revel El Jefe mountain bike packing rig. And so far, just general first impressions, real high level. I'm pretty pleased. I do like what I'm seeing with those. We do have a demo pair of Catalyst pedals for Club's ministry members. Rich Waldsmith tried them out, and he's given some of his feedback on it. I might have a sit down with him and record that when I have a little bit more experience on mine, and we'll talk about these pedals in particular. But if you're a Club's ministry member and you're interested in trying out the Catalyst pedals, we do have a demo set available for checkout. Again, send me an email, spinistry@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can make some arrangements. Another set of pedals that I have in the mix that I'm hopefully going to try out this weekend at our Midnight Rambler. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Redshift was kind enough to send me a demo pair of their Redshift Arclight pedals. Now, this is also the platform configuration. They have these in platform and clipless, and a combination of the two is my understanding. But these are a neat pedal in that they have lights on them, so for high visibility at night. And a neat feature on these pedals is that it's a red rear light on the pedal and a white front light, but it automatically recognizes pedal orientation, so it'll switch back and forth for the light itself if the pedal gets swapped around or whatever else. So you don't have to know which one's front and rear. The pedal recognizes if it's facing forwards or rearwards and lights up the correct color accordingly. These are pretty neat lights in these pedals. I'm looking forward to trying them out. And we'll talk about the Midnight Rambler here in a bit, go into more detail on that. Also currently trying out the Eero Spider bike packing rack setup. Eero was kind enough to send a demo setup for us to demonstrate side by side at our bike packing clinics. They heard we were doing some bike packing clinics, you know, obviously part of the bike pack, and we'll be talking about those in a bit as well. You know, we do equipment breakdowns and bike setups and things like that. And, you know, we encourage people to bring their setups so everybody can see how other people do things, because the whole bike pack thing, setting up your bike, it's going to vary from trip to trip, but you're going to learn something every trip and change up your mix. And sometimes you'll see an idea from somebody else and just instantly adopt that. Go, that's cool. I want to do it that way on my setup too. Eero sent me a Spider rear rack and a couple of dry bags. And so this is an option that you can use instead of a traditional saddlebag, or potentially to augment a saddlebag as well. Set that up on the same bike I have the Catalyst pedals yesterday, and it's a pretty cool setup. So I'm looking forward to trying that out. So those are the current products that I have in review and evaluation status. Touched on the bike packing clinics, and we'll evolve into that, but I wanted to go into our beginner gravel clinics that we'll be doing more of. A couple weeks ago, we did our first beginner gravel clinic, and that went over really, really well. I think the format worked well. We learned some things from our first test clinic to make sure to incorporate into future ones, but the general format I was pretty happy with. And we do plan to be doing more of those. And the concept around the beginner gravel clinics are that they are free and open to everyone. You do not have to be a Club Spinistry member to attend. And it's meant for people that are newer to riding gravel. And that can cover a whole lot of bases there. And that's why we wanted to kind of do a test run of the format to see how it could fit to the different people that might be attending. Because beginner gravel can be just brand new cyclists that are new to riding bikes, at least as adults, for You know, this isn't meant for kids on training wheels. This is for adult cyclists. So the expectation is you know how to ride a bike, but you may be new-ish to riding gravel. So that might be people that are just picking up bikes for the first time for adult riding and with the intention of planning to ride gravel to begin with. Most likely they bought a gravel bike at a bike shop. So now they want to ride gravel. Makes perfect sense. And we're happy to accommodate that. Another group is, established road cyclists that have opted to start riding gravel as well. So that's a new gravel rider, but that's a different experience level than a brand new cyclist. And then you also have new gravel riders that are coming from the mountain bike side of things. So, and variations in between, you can throw triathletes in there, runners, things like that. But basically we wanted to make sure that the beginner clinic was appropriate for all of those different groups. And we think we have a formula that works pretty well with that. The idea will be that we'll be doing those on a very regular basis and where we'll come to you. We'll probably do a couple more North Texas ones to flesh it out and make sure we get the format nailed down and solid. And then we'll probably do one in the Houston area, one in the San Antonio area, one in the Austin area, hopefully over the summer. Again, kind of depends on how our calendar comes together with some of the things that are unknown at the moment. Hopefully they'll solidify so we know where we're going to be when for different things. And we'll probably also expand those beginner clinics to other states and regions as well. So we're pretty excited about this. We think this will help people in general. And this isn't meant to be a Club Spinistry membership driver. This is truly open to anybody that's interested in riding gravel. We want to just give some basic knowledge and skill set and things to be aware of if you are going to be riding gravel. And it's not meant to be a membership driver. It's a free clinic open to everyone. And hopefully it helps people with their gravel adventures going forward. That kind of evolves into, we also did this past weekend, our first bikepacking clinic. We have some plans and ideas around that as well. Now the bikepacking clinics will be meant for Club Spinistry members specifically to help them, evolve into bikepacking and that sort of point-to-point adventure riding and how those pieces work. We had a really good first-time clinic at Fort Richardson State Park. That worked really well. I like the format. I think a clinic is a little rigid for the labeling. It's more like a bikepacking meetup, but with education being the intent is the format we do want to work with going forward. So the general format is this: we meet early in the morning and go out on a ride together with our loaded setups. Just a quick ride. I think we did like 25 miles the other day. Nothing super technical or anything like that, but a nice fun ride. But with the idea being that, everyone's on their current bike packing setup. And it can be a shakeout ride too. It can be a new bike packing setup that you're trying out for the first time. And then we all meet up in a spot and talk bike packing from that point forward. So if you're a newer bike packer and have a lot of questions, fantastic. One of our attendees this past weekend, he's done bike packing trips before, but he is still kind of a newer rider. And, so we talked about different ways of doing things specifically around his questions and issues he was running into. Obviously everyone was able to, oh yeah, I've got that question too. Or yeah, I have a related issue that, it feeds into a natural conversation. But what we ended up doing was working specifically with his bike and his setup because he's taken it out on trips before, but he is kind of newer to bike packing. Just the way he stowed things and some of the things he packed and the way he packed them, the way he was setting up his bags and things like that. It worked. It got him from point A to point B, but we showed him some ways that it could work better and not have to go out and buy brand new stuff. Work with what you have. Here's how you can adjust it. And you don't really need that, or you need a smaller version of this and things like that. So it was a really good discussion, and it was a really good group dynamic because everybody got involved and contributed. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing more of those bike packing meetup clinics. That's a little bit tougher to figure out how to do that in the summer, because it's finding, you know, when it gets to be 115 degree heat index out there, you know, you got to find a place that everybody can meet up and not die, basically. So that takes us to Saturday night. We have our Midnight Rambler Club Spinistry ride. That's a Beat the Heat ride. It is for Club Spinistry members. It is free. We'll be rolling out of Sanger. We have 35, 50, and 65 mile options. My plan is to ride that myself with the Arclight pedals and try them out for a night ride. And my plan is to lead a no drop group on that 35 mile route. Now, this is a self-supported ride. There aren't any amenities along the route or anything like that. So if you're going on one of the longer distances, be sure to carry everything you need. There won't be Spinistry arrows. This is self-navigated. We'll provide the route for everyone. So this is a Club Spinistry ride. This is a group ride. But when I say a group ride, if you find people that are riding at the same pace as you, you can ride together as a group. But it's not a formal Spinistry event. So there's no water tables. There's no Spinistry arrows. There's no Spinistry mobile sweeping the course or anything like that. Go to ridespinistry.com if you're hearing this before Saturday, the 24th or what's, I don't have my phone in front of me, so I don't know what the calendar is. Let's see, today's the 22nd. Yeah, Saturday the 24th. If you're hearing this after Saturday, June 24th, we'll probably be doing some more Club Spinistry Beat the Heat rides through the summer when we're not in Colorado or New Mexico. But we don't have anything specifically scheduled yet, except for on August 5th is our annual Midnight Massacre. That is a true Spinistry event. It's open to everyone. Club Spinistry members do save 66% off the price right now. So that's pretty cool. But you don't have to be a Club Spinistry member. And this one does have water tables and Spinistry arrows and timing and all that good stuff and the after party in downtown Valley View. Please visit midnightgravel.com and register for the August 5th Midnight Massacre if you haven't already. Spots are limited and more than half of them are gone for certain. So don't miss out on that. You have been warned. And the last thing we're going to chat about on today's Spinistry Chat, trying out also a new indoor simulator. It's called Indie Velo. It's a couple people that came over from Zwift have set up a new software platform, and it is in beta test now. So if you're an indoor rider, if you're a smart bike rider or smart trainer rider, you want to check out something new, check out IndieVelo.com. It is in beta now, so it is free. They do have a founders program with some additional features that you can pay for if you opt to, but I would think 90% plus of the people out there will be free with the beta version. I like what I'm seeing so far. And I'm talking about it because I do have an expectation that we'll probably be doing some Club Spinistry group Indie Velo rides starting very soon, probably next week. I'm going to play with it a little bit more, make sure everything's still working properly, make sure I know how to work it for group stuff and things like that. But if you do the indoor trainer thing, check them out. I think there's a, and I'm not knocking Zwift, so I'm not going to sit here and compare it to Zwift. Here. I'm a Zwift fan. I like Zwift. I'm happy to use it. But there are definitely parts of Indie Velo that I'm very intrigued by. So I think there's some potential there. So check out Indie Velo, download it. I believe it's only computer-based. You have to have Mac or PC. So if you're an Apple TV user, don't believe it's available. I don't believe it'll work on a tablet either, but I don't know that for certain. I'm running it on a Mac so far, and it seems to work fine. I'll probably try it on a PC in the near future as well. So let's go ahead and roll out of this version of Spinistry Chat. Thanks for joining us.